Yes, we can sort that out next time. And I will see you on Monday, right? Perfect. Have a good weekend. Bye. Hey, welcome back. It's nice to see you again. Come on in. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. You know how these sessions can be. Sometimes it's important to be patient and allow time for everything to play out. I can't be in a rush if I really want to help. I'll just have a seat. I'll just go grab my notes. Or, actually, could you lie down? Yes, perfect. Just like that. Lie down and stretch your body out. I just have to organize some of these papers. So, close your eyes and try to relax. I'll be there in a second. Take some deep breaths. You're my last client tonight, so there's no need to rush. We can take our time. We have to. This is what, your third visit this week? Something like that? I know I have it in my notes somewhere, but that's not important. It's getting to be a little much, don't you think? I'm sorry, I hope that didn't sound rude or anything, but I'm just a little worried about you, is all. It's my job. You can't blame me for being slightly worried about how often you need me, can you? Yeah, 'cause you've actually been coming here a lot. Like, a lot. My assistant had to make sure it wasn't a mistake. That we weren't double booking you or anything. But I told her everything about you. She knows all about you and your strange fixation with me. So it's fine. What matters is that you're finally here again. And I bet you've been waiting for it really impatiently, haven't you? Just sitting at home, watching that clock tick by so slowly. So excruciatingly slow. Watching it go by minute after minute after minute. Hour after hour after hour. Waiting for that moment when you'd get to see me again. I bet it was really difficult waking up this morning and knowing you'd have to wait all day before you could see me. You'd love to just jump right out of bed in the morning and come here so you can talk to me. You know, I'm at a loss with you. We keep having all of these sessions, but you still don't seem to be making any progress. Like, I'm kind of running out of ideas of ways to help you. You keep coming in here, week after week after week, but you're just becoming more and more anxious every time. And you sit out there in the waiting room, your little heart beating and beating and beating so fast as you sit there and wait for me, thinking about me, knowing I'm right behind this door and you'll get to see me, hearing that. Ticking clock going, ticking down, down to when you get to see me, watching that dial tick and tick and tick, waiting to hear me open that door. Well, you're here now. I think I have everything in order, too. Are you comfortable? Good, then I'll just have a seat right here next to you and we can begin. Just relax. Sorry to pick up from where we last left off. You were telling me you still had trouble relaxing. That you had trouble disconnecting your anxious, passive mind from your busy thinking mind. You told me that there is a little nagging voice somewhere deep inside of you that just won't let you relax, no matter how hard you try. And while we have been working on helping you relax for these past few months, you're still making very little progress. You told me that sometimes it feels like you're going backwards. Like being here, talking and sharing with me is making it more difficult for you to relax outside of these sessions. You were telling me how my voice is the first thing you felt that honestly made you feel a sense of relaxation. A complete unwinding with your constantly ticking mind. Does this sound like an accurate summary of what we talked about? Good. And you're still not feeling any better. No improvement. That really is highly unusual. A bit strange, in fact. This treatment has worked on every other patient so far, so I'm guessing it must be you then. Yeah, I think it's your fault. Maybe it's just that you're a bit weird. Not in a bad way or anything. You're just a little bit weird. A lot more submissive than other men. Like, a lot more submissive. Most of my other clients tend to put up at least a little bit of fight. But look at you. You are already spiraling down into dreamland. Lying down and relaxing on the couch for me. Hey, silly, come on, wake up. We're not here to sleep. We're here to fix you. So, tell me, I'm guessing that you have been struggling to keep me out of your head, haven't you? It's funny because I made a little bet with myself when you would come back. And I guessed exactly the right day. Can you believe it? I did. I swear it wasn't on purpose. There's no way I could do that, right? It's just that you are so predictable, so desperate and needy. There's no point in trying to deny it, sweetie. Do you think I'm stupid? I'm a professional. I can smell your desperation from a mile away. I can. You really do smell desperate. I sussed you out the first time you walked in here. I knew right away from the look you gave me when you first saw me. I knew you really needed my help. But now my help seems to be making things worse. To be honest, I don't really know how to deal with that. I mean, we've tried almost everything. Talking, meditation, diet, exercise. And still, you're so worked up and unable to relax. I often find that the primary cause for anxiousness and stress is to be outside factors. Work, family, relationship. But we've worked through those options up and down time and time again, and here we are. Still standing in square one. I think there's something different going on with you. Something inside of you makes you resistant to my help. Maybe it's because I'm trying to tackle the wrong issue. Maybe I'm just not approaching it the right way. I've been trying to help you out by listening to your problems, being attentive, showing you sympathy and encouragement. None of it seems to work. Only sweet, caring effort just rolls right off you. But I couldn't help but notice that when you came in and I told you to just go lie down and close your eyes, you suddenly had no problem relaxing. I even had to snap you out of it. You need to stop fixating on me so much, you know that, right? It's a bit weird how obsessed you are with my voice. You just keep freezing when I talk to you. Whenever you see me, I'm not even doing anything. I don't even want to fuck with you, but it just happens. You try to fight it, but all I have to do is just give you a sideways glance and your brain just starts stumbling and stopping and starting as your blood rushes out of your brain. What's that? Did I hear a little whimper? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be unprofessional or anything. I might have been a bit rude. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Wait, you don't mind? Really? I wouldn't have thought anyone would want their therapist to be unprofessional like that. Rude, even. It's interesting. Most clients are very sensitive, you know. They want to be listened to, respected, and treated with care. Is that not what you want? That's very, very interesting. Listen, I think I might have an idea of what we could do to make you better. Something we haven't tried before. It will require us to step outside the boundaries of standard treatment protocol, which is really something I'm not supposed to do. I would be in big trouble if anyone found out I'm trying experimental treatments on patients. But you really do need my help, don't you? And I know therapists aren't supposed to break the rules, but what kind of doctor would I be if I just sent you home when you so clearly need my help? When you come back time after time after time looking for something. Something to help unwind and untangle your mind. To ease that tension in the back of your neck. That throbbing behind your eyes, that pinching feeling on your temples, the tension you keep in your back and your hip. It's really not good for you, you know? Let me help you out. It's a lot easier to do that when I'm right here next to you, isn't it? Relaxing. It feels really good to just breathe and listen to my voice. You've been thinking about this moment a lot, haven't you? That moment when you finally get to close your eyes and just slip. Slip down, slip deeper, slip away, right down into my control. You can close your eyes again. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I promise I won't snap you out of it again. Just let me try a little something, okay? Take a deep breath. Just let your body relax into that couch. Let's try this. You just keep listening to me. Focusing on your breathing. But this time, you just let me play around and experiment. Allow my gentle, soothing voice to reach inside of you. Feel my warmth. soft hands cup your mind.
Warm, soft hands
holding you up like a fragile, precious flower.
Holding you up like a fragile,
and it opens up.
Precious flower.
Leaves spreading
and
apart.
It opens up.
Unwinding and falling
leaves
down.
Leaves spreading apart.
Blooming.
Unwinding and falling down.
As your mind relaxes into my palm.
Blooming.
Held up by my gentle control.
Into my palm.
Open and content.
Held up by my gentle control.
Blank and empty.
Open and content.
Empty and happy.
Blank
and with
and
every
empty.
Word I speak,
empty
you feel yourself
happy.
Falling slowly down.
And with every word
down.
I speak,
deeper
you feel
down.
Yourself falling slowly
deeper
down.
And deeper down.
Deeper down.
Deeper
down.
Deeper,
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 deeper down.
Down.
Deeper, deeper.
Does it feel good?
Deeper down.
Is this more like what you've been looking for? It is,
Does
isn't it?
Feel it? Good?
I've been
is
walking in circles
like
trying to work out how to help
for?
You, and all along I had
it
no
is,
idea.
Isn't it?
That what you needed
I've
wasn't to regain control of yourself.
To work out how to help you and
no,
long
you need the
idea.
Exact opposite of that,
that
don't
what you?
You
needed wasn't to regain
you
control
want
of yourself.
To give up control.
No,
you don't
you
want
need
help.
The exact opposite of that.
You want to be helpless.
You want to give up control.
And you don't like it when I try to understand
help.
And empathize with you.
You want
and that does nothing
to
for
be
you,
helpless.
Does it?
And you don't
we really
like
need to stop doing
I try
this, you
to
know.
Understand and empathize with
these
you.
Sessions are clearly
and
becoming a problem. Just look at you.
Doesn't.
Here again.
Mm-hmm.
You're like
really need to
the only one of my clients who shows up that much.
These sessions are clearly
when I said you were a little weird,
just
I meant that. It's like you have some
here again.
Compulsion to be around me.
You're like the only one of my clients who shows up that
if
much.
It was anyone else, I would call you a creep.
When I said you were a little weird.
Luckily for
that.
You.
It's like you have some
I think
compulsion
you
to be around me.
Interesting.
If it was anyone
Very
else, I would call you a creep.
Interesting.
But luckily for you. I
What's
think
with you lately?
You
Look at you.
Interesting.
You just fall so fucking fast when I talk
Very
to you. You're so submissive and empty just from listening to me.
What's with
Are
you lately?
You listening to me? Hey, focus. I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you. You see what I mean? I can't even talk to you without you losing your grip on reality. Have you been feeling needy lately? Is that why? Is that why you keep showing up here? Every fucking day? You were just too embarrassed to tell me, weren't you? So afraid that if you came to me and told me what you were really thinking about, then I would just laugh at you. It is pretty funny. Even when you're trying to breathe and relax, I can see you growing excited. Your breathing becoming rapid and shallow, even when I tell you to calm down. Your throat becoming dry, your brain sinking faster and faster. I can see your little body begin to shudder. Oh, and that thing. It must be so humiliating for you, getting hard right now in front of me. I bet you can't help it. I bet. You're one of those perverts who gets hard whenever there's a beautiful woman talking to him. One of those weirdos with no self-control whatsoever. A compulsive little pervert. These sessions are clearly not good for you, getting hard for me like that. If you were any other client, I would kick you out on your ass. Do you understand me? But you can't fucking help yourself. As you listen to me and fixate on my voice, you just get harder and harder. Your brain beginning to spiral deeper and deeper down. Losing control of yourself. Losing control of your cock. Look at the way you're becoming such a blank little puppy for me. All those silly thoughts just pouring out of you as you let me take control of you. Just focusing and fixating on me. Falling deeper and deeper, just the way you want it. Dumber and dumber. Blanker and blanker as you spiral down. Deeper. Blanker and blanker as you spiral down deeper and deeper. Dumber and dumber as you spiral down. Deeper and deeper. Good boy. So content and happy under my control. Completely submissive and obedient. Ready to be shaped and played with. Just like a sleepy little ball of putty. Empty and dumb. The way you want to be. Is this really the only way you're able to relax? By being a little dumb slave for me. That must be so humiliating for you. Especially now when you're so deep and dumb that you barely even know what's going on anymore. You're just listening to me talk and it's making you even dumber. Fixating on my voice just makes your stupid little brain spiral and spiral and drop deeper and deeper. It's kind of pathetic just how much you react to my voice. Oh, just how badly I can make you squirm without doing a damn thing to you. I haven't even put a hand on you, and already you're whimpering and squirming all over my couch. So needy. What if I just reach out a hand, And I put it right here on your thigh. Just resting my pretty feminine hand on the top of your thigh. Right here beneath your head. That's painful for you, isn't it? Fuck, that's really painful for you. There's really no hiding it anymore. I can't believe you're one of those guys who gets hard just by being touched like this. How do you even go out in public? That needy dick shooting up and almost bursting just from a touch. So fucking needy. I bet it doesn't get a lot of attention, am I right? Well, from someone other than yourself, that is. It's been a long time since you've had a hand this close to it. And the heat is just radiating outward. Your nerves beginning to tingle, shooting electric shocks through your body as I start just moving my hand up and down your leg, putting just that little bit of pressure on you as I rub your leg like this, and the feeling just makes you shudder. So unbearably intense. I bet you want nothing more than for me to just move my hand up and begin to fondle around with your butt down, aching for me to relieve some of that pressure. There's no way I'm touching that. But I bet you've fantasized about it a lot, haven't you? You've been stroking yourself while thinking about me ever since our first session. Yeah, I know you have. I can see it on your face. So red, humiliated. You're blushing like a fucking schoolgirl because I know exactly what kind of things you're into. That's why you're whimpering. I'm not touching it, but you can take off your pants. I think you should. Before you blow a fucking load in them. We wouldn't want to send you home with a big wet stain in your pants, now would we? You are just so happy and eager to do whatever I tell you to do. Just a dumb little toy for me to play with. A shameless fucking slut pulling your pants down in front of your therapist. Showing her that needy fucking dick. Like it's normal to just expose yourself like this. You really are shameless. Shameless and whimpering and squirming. You're such a dumb little plaything. I can do whatever I want to you. Whatever I want with you. You're just a weak little slave. Women do this to you, don't they? And they turn you into such a submissive little loser. Stammering and stuttering as your brain short circuits at the slightest bit of attention. Your knees giving way as soon as they look at you. It must be so embarrassing for you. Can you imagine if they knew all the filthy fucking thoughts going on inside your mind? Like, how you'd like to be on your knees in front of them? Looking up and having them play and kick you around like the whimpering little puppy slut you are. They're so much stronger than you, and you're completely helpless under their control. Just a dumb little toy. Blank, obedient, and submissive. The way you fucking should be. You should be on your knees like that every day, shouldn't you? Dominated, humiliated, and used. I can't believe that turns you on. You are so fucking filthy, I don't even know what to do with you. And you are so deep in trance right now, I could do fucking anything to you. Anything I want. And you'll just have to take it. You'd like that, wouldn't you? On your knees. Like the dumb little puppy you are. On the ground where you belong, now. Worshipping women the way they deserve to be worshipped. Because you do worship me, don't you? Worship women. Women are just better. And they're so pretty and soft, and you just want them to use and abuse you all day long. Kicking you around and laughing while they make you do all the humiliating things that turn you on. You love being on their little pad. What a cute little doggy he is. Oh, he needs a collar. Look how hard he is. Oh, he's so fucking desperate. Look at him. Someone should train him. He's not even hard and already he's leaking all over the place. I bet he fucking loves this. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me and obey. Get on your knees. On your fucking knees right now, right here in the middle of my office. No talking. You just do what I say. Doing what I say is the best thing for you. So your silly little puppy brain won't get caught up in all these complicated thoughts. Being of service to a dominant woman is all you need to think about. Just be dumb. Be happy. Deeper and deeper. Blanker and blanker. Deeper and deeper. Blanker and blanker. Good boy. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Your mind completely empty. No need to think. Thinking is too hard for puppies like you. You would much rather do something that comes more naturally to you. You would much rather have me standing over you like this, looking down on you. You looking up at me with those helpless puppy eyes. Feel the tip of my red heels as I begin to move a foot between your legs. Rubbing against your inner thigh as I move my leg up and down. Up and your heart beats faster, faster, faster. While I just explore a little bit with the tip of my shoe. Lifting, pushing, rubbing, and watching you react to every motion. Would you like me to give you a foot job?
Oh, it's so adorable.
Your pleasure is not important anymore. It's time you give something back for all the time I've invested in you. Watch me as I unzip this pencil skirt, pulling it down over these black pantyhose I'm wearing. My matching red panty is faintly visible underneath. My perfect curves and my soft thighs and long legs. Don't you dare look away. I want you to look at this perfect girl undressing in front of you, knowing full well you only get to watch. You don't get to touch. In fact, you should just put your hands behind your back right away, so you don't forget yourself. Wrap those fingers into one another as I peel off these pantyhose, exposing my naked skin, so soft and smooth and perfect. Would you like me to take off these panties as well?
Yeah?
You are so desperate and needy, and all you want is to worship me, to serve me. You really are an obedient puppy, aren't you? Good boy. Then you should close your eyes again.
No, this is really mean. I do it just to fucking torture you.
It's so fun for me to pull you right out to that edge and then deny you. Good puppies earn their treats. It's the best thing for you. We wouldn't want you to have too much fun, now, would we? So don't you dare open your eyes while I take off these panties.
Can you feel
my energy as I stand here in front of you? Dominant over you. My warmth. My power. Makes every submissive part of your brain begin to spark and jolt, and as the feeling overwhelms you completely, sink deeper and become more aroused, shutting down every thinking part of your brain. Making you so dumb. Stick out your tongue, Pat. Stick it out like the panting little submissive puppy you are.
Do you want to taste me? Would you like me to stuff your face between my legs?
Good boy. Beg for it. Beg.
Say, please, Sheppy. Please, Sheppy.
Beg.
Please, Sheppy.
Beg me.
Please ship me.
Beg, beg, beg.
Please ship me.
So cute. Feel my fingers twining into your hair, grabbing the back of your head in a firm, relentless grip.
You look so adorable. You know that? Eyes closed, tongue out. Blushing and drooling while I hold your head in my hands. Guiding you where I want to. If only I had you on a leash, I could walk you around. But you can just eat my pussy like a good fucking puppy. That's what slaves like you are good for. Being my little servant. It's okay. Don't talk. Just licking. No thinking. Just worship. It's all you need. It's all you want. It's all you're good for, isn't it? Just nod your head with your tongue on me. Good. You can just kiss and lick and drool all over my pretty pink pussy. Whimper and squirm under me like a really good boy. Just use that delicate little tongue of yours to service me. Let your taste buds slip along the inside of my perfect pussy lips. It's okay to love it, puppy. Stick out your tongue just like that. All the way out. Let me grind back and forth on it. Back and forth. Wrapping myself all over your face. Making you sticky with my wetness. Feels good, doesn't it? I know it does. I can see it on your cute little blushing face. So relaxed and happy between my legs, where you belong. And that's the way it should be, you know? The way you should always be. Between my legs, blank and happy. This is exactly what you need, isn't it? This is exactly where you want to be. Perfectly obedient and submissive underneath me. So blank and happy. Tasting all those delicious pearls of wetness between my legs. My submissive pussy worshipping puppy. Is that the feeling you've been looking for? Obedience. Just being dumb and submissive. Blank and happy. Eating my pussy makes you so fucking happy. Worshipping me makes you feel like a perfect little pet. This is what you were longing to feel. What you needed. To feel. Worshipping dominant women is good for you. It's what you were meant to do. Being on your knees with your tongue between a woman's legs is the only thing you could ever want. You were meant to be bullied and dominated by girls like me. Eating pussy is your purpose. It's all you're good for. You're just a toy for women like me. This is almost too easy, you know? That cock of yours is so hard and poking out between your legs, and you don't even have to touch it to get hard. My scent and my taste. It makes you desperate. Don't worry, it's just your body reacting the way it should. Naturally. It's natural for you to be submissive around women. Maybe not for other people, but definitely for you. For you, it's natural to spiral completely into helpless obedience when you hear a woman speak. And that sweet feminine voice sending you deeper and deeper and deeper
so deep and dumb while your tongue runs laps around my clit. While you spill that drool all over yourself, do I taste as pink and perfect as I look past? Would you like to feel it? I bet there's a voice in the back of your head right now that's whispering to you, trying to imagine what it's like to be inside me. What it would be like to fuck me. To have me sit down on that hard cock, right, Joe? Bounce on you. Grind my perfect tight pussy back and forth while you stuff your face in my chest. Oh yeah, it's such a wonderful thought. Being inside me. You would give anything to have it. Tell me. Tell me you would give anything to have me. Is it hard for you to talk with your face pressed between my legs? Is it getting hard to breathe? That's okay, sweetie. You don't need to breathe. It's more important to you that you make me feel good. That you worship and submit to me. It's important that you understand just how in charge I am. So you don't get confused again and start compulsively jacking off to the thought of me. My pussy is a symbol of the power I have over your submissive little brain. I own you. You're just a slave to my pussy now. You know that, right? And these sessions of ours, we'll increase them to 5 times a week. Don't you agree? Every day. On your knees every fucking day where you belong. Under me. Deep in trance. Blank and empty. Hey, wake up. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Get your mouth off me, you fucking pervert. Oh, look at you. Ah, look how fucking hard and needy you are. Usually that's a compliment, but not from you. It's just not acceptable for you to get hard like this anymore. It's part of what's causing all these issues, you know? This cock being free. When you get horny thinking about me, you can just pull it out of your pants and jack off whenever. That can't happen anymore. Hey, do you understand me, pet? No more getting hard. No more touching. You know, I was considering maybe discussing medication for your issues, but I clearly don't need to. I know exactly what you need. You need a cage. You need a cage like a puppy needs a cone to keep your fucking instincts under control. Luckily for you, I have one right here in my desk. Just tight enough so you won't forget for a second who is really in charge of you. But I can't put it on you when you're hard. So you better snap out of it, or this is going to be very uncomfortable for you. Do you think I'll be able to put it on you without you coming all over yourself? I doubt you have the self-control. Just the thought of me kneeling down here next to you, grabbing you in my hand, and stuffing that soft little dick of yours into this unbearably tight cage. And the feeling of just bursting out from between the bars. So squished and small and cute, the way good puppies should be. I know, baby. And then so tight around your needy cock, isn't it? And you didn't even get to come or anything before I locked you away. And this key, well, I'll keep it right here in my office next to your note. That way I don't have to worry about you forgetting an appointment or pretending like you can't make it. I know that's what you want. For me to hold the key to your pleasure. And you feel so happy knowing I'm in control of you. All this anxiety and restlessness you've been feeling just floats away. Like the blood from your cock as you grow completely limp. Aww. Look at my puppy in his little cage. It fits so well. Just tight enough to make you squirm. Limp would really be so much more comfortable, but even when not, this is the way it's going to be from now on. You are going to be locked in that cage for as long as I see fit. Do you understand? Until I decide that you're all better. Until I decide the treatment is over. You should get used to the feeling of being under my control like this. You should get used to never touching that needy cock ever again. Because your own pleasure is completely irrelevant. And while I know that you like it, I also know that it's complete fucking torture for you. That's what I want. I want you to be a tortured and denied little plaything so that at any moment I can use you for whatever I want and you'll just take it and be grateful. You can stand up now. Come on. I know your knees are probably getting stiff. Just take a deep breath and stretch yourself out a little bit and put your pants back on. We've already gone way over schedule. But you are such a fun little plaything. I completely lose track of time when I'm playing with you. As you know, it's the weekend. Oh, so our next appointment won't be until Monday. I guess that means you're going to have to spend the entire weekend caged and helpless. The key so far out of reach and there's nothing you can do. A locked drawer behind a locked door in a locked building. It will be a nice way to start training your patience because it definitely needs training. And then when you come back, we can discuss how you've been feeling. I'm so curious to see what it, does to you. I think it will do wonders for you. I really do. Once you've forgotten all about masturbating and having sex, once you've remembered where you belong, I think you'll be all better. Don't think about doing anything stupid, like trying to masturbate or hump your pillow. I will know if you do. So, I'll see you Monday then. Good. Have a nice weekend.